What's going on, y'all? It's Mike Styles, back at it. And I've been doing a lot of thinking, you know, as I've gotten older. You know, I realize how smaller my circles have become. And I guess that's a good thing, you know, because I really don't like to have a whole bunch of people around me, you know. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of tell you something. And that is that there are certain types of people that you should stay away from or keep out of your circles, you know. I mean, if you want to have a peace of mind, then you definitely, you don't want certain types of people around you, you know. And as I've gotten older, you know, my patience and I don't know, it's just like my patience for a lot of bullshit and just unnecessary stress, you know, it's very thin. And you know, like I said, you know, if you don't really know how to kind of handle it, you know, and if you want peace of mind, then you have to keep an eye on certain types of people, you know, certain people that you don't want to have around you, because you become who you hang around and associate with. And sometimes, you know, we pick up traits from other people, and a lot of times those aren't good traits to pick up. So what type of people should we stay away from? First on the list, I think, are the gossipers. I mean, let's be real, you know, people who, you know, bitch and complain about other people, people that you know in front of you, to you. Don't get it twisted. Just like they're talking about them, they're probably doing the same thing about you to other people. Because that's the basic nature of those who gossip. And this type of thing is usually followed up with drama. Because people who gossip, man, they love drama. And if you got them in your circle, and if they're around you, you got to stay away from them. Separate them from your circle. You know, communication, I think, is a big factor in the way that we interact with each other. And, you know, gossip is just a, you know, toxic form of communication. And, you know, if you find yourself kind of around it or even caught up in it, then you got to do your best to disengage. Don't reply to it. Don't feed into it. Plain and simple. The next type of person that you want to stay away from, or the next type of people that you want to stay away from, are the kings and queens of negativity. And I'm talking about those people who never have anything positive to say about anything or anybody. And I mean, you probably know some people like that, right? And I'm sure we can all agree that nobody wants a whole bunch of negative people around them in their lives. You know, when something bad happens, you know, it's negative, but I think it has more to do with just understanding that you got some people who seem to invite it. You know, they seem to kind of wallow in the pool of negativity. You know, it's all over them, and they just, I don't know, they just ooze negativity. You know, they're going to be the types to show you every downside to any situation, no matter how good that situation may be. And you know, they just seem to always find the negative, even when the positive is right there in their faces. So you don't want to have these types of people around you, because when you're around them, that negativity, I think, is going to rub off on you. And when it gets on you, it can be hard to get off. You know, they're going to always have this negative type of vibe to them, you know. And I mean, things are already tough for everybody out here. You know, the last thing I think any of us need is just the added stress of somebody being around them, and just somebody being a negative Nancy all the time. Now, this next one was something that I talk about a lot. And it's one of those things where, you know, these types of people are just kind of, I don't know, man, they just kind of exist. And I don't even know, like, their motivation. And I'm talking about the crybabies, the whiners, the complainers, the woe is me types. You know, it's where every time you talk to them, they're always on this woe is me type shit. You know, they're the victim. You see, people who are chronic complainers and whiners, I think that they're trying to seek some type of, like, validation. You know, they want somebody to validate their feelings because they want to come off as being helpless because they feel as if they can't change their situation. You know, no matter what you do, they'll find a way to complain and whine about their situation and how it's making them feel without even realizing how it's affecting the other people around them. You know, the crybabies, the whiners, that woe is me crowd. I think they're a self-centered type of crowd. You know, it's always about them and what somebody else has done to them that has caused their situation to be the way it is. And there's never any personal accountability. You know, they always fail to look in the mirror. And if you got people like that around you, you know, you hear it and you don't hear it, and then you go on about your business. Because even if that shit, you know, gets to the point where it's happening all the time, you got to cut them off. You got to get them up out your circle. You don't have time to waste on, this woe is me shit, or the woe is me type of person, or the crybaby, the whiner, the complainer. Now, this next type of person that you don't want around you are the ones, or the type of people who they don't have anything going on as far as having structure or any type of goals or concern. You know, they sort of just kind of hang out and just wander around aimlessly through life, you know, without any purpose or direction. And, you know, when you're around somebody like that, man, I mean, you can be pulled into that shit. And, you know, I'm talking about the people who sit around all day doing nothing when they don't have it like that, yet they complain about the way things aren't going right for them. And I think what it boils down to is just the lack of drive, focus, and motivation, and ambition to do the things that they want to do or the things that they should be doing. You know, you don't want to become influenced by them, because if you do, you're going to find yourself in the same boat as them. And if you got anything of worth and value going on in your life and it means something to you, then stay away from the people who don't. You know, a lot of times when they see that you're in a different, when you're on a different path or just a, you know, operating on a different frequency, it usually causes, you know, resentment. And I think it's because they see that you're on this different path and in a position, a favorable position. They don't believe that they can achieve it for themselves. And when it gets to that point, you got to remove them. Stop hanging around them and stop allowing them to hang around you. And finally, stay away from envious people. If you have them in your circle, if they're around you, you know, get them up out of there immediately. You see, envy is toxic as well as dangerous. It can lead to serious harm in some situations, and I find it to be very destructive, and nothing good ever comes from it. It causes all kinds of havoc and chaos in your life. And the people who are envious of others, they don't seek to replicate or surpass your success or whatever good that you got going on. They're not going to use that as motivation to make their situation better. That's because they believe that they don't have the resources to do so. And what they do is they plot behind closed doors a lot of times. They plot to steal, eliminate, and even destroy whatever success or gains you've made. You see, envy is irrational, and it comes from a place of emotion. And when you got somebody that's, you know, envious, you don't want them around you, because they're going to all be, I don't know, man, they're going to always be focused on what you got and the successes that you have. And, you know, we have a lot of emotional people walking among us, and a lot of the emotional, these emotional people, some of them are within our circles. So do yourself a favor and don't allow them to be around you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, they're always going to be focused on what you got and what you have. And, you know, people see things, and for some people, you know, it makes them envious, you know. And like I said, it can be very dangerous, because some people will go as far as trying to hurt you and harm you based on that envy that they have, you know. And it's just weird, you know. So you definitely don't want somebody or someone that's envious, you know, around you. And a lot of times, like I said, sometimes they're gonna do it behind closed doors, so you may not even know about it. But they usually have a tendency to kind of pop their heads up, and you kind of you know, you can kind of see what type of shit they on. But you know, just do yourself a favor and just don't even allow them around you, you know what I mean? So that's, you know, that's been it, man. It's just something that I had on my mind that I wanted to kind of share, and just some things that I've been thinking about. You know, it's just kind of weird, you know. Like I said, I've just been thinking, you know, how my circle has gotten smaller as I got older. And, you know, a lot of things that I just don't have the patience or the time, you know, to deal with, you know. So make sure that you stay safe out there. Take care. Keep your head on a swivel. And hopefully, I'm going to try to do like some more of these. I don't know. It just depends on how this works out. But anyway, till next time. Peace.